TED Audio Collective.
You're listening to TED Talks Daily. I'm Elise Hugh, and the housing market is pretty vexing to me as some neighborhoods get ridiculously expensive, pricing out and displacing longtime dwellers, while other neighborhoods have historic homes just sitting vacant and without demand. Equitable housing developer Bree Jones has found a way to rebuild forgotten housing, support homebuyers, and transform communities along the way. Pretty exciting, right? She shares how in her talk from the TED 2022 stage. That's after the break. Support for TED Talks Daily is from Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You can say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Fidelity Investments. We've all got old things lying around. Listen, if one of those old things is an old 401k, it's time to take care of it. Whether you've recently left a job or you're just making time to get your finances in order, Fidelity can help you explore options for your old 401k. A Fidelity rollover IRA has no account fees or minimums. Plus, you can choose from a wide variety of investments. Learn more about options that may give you flexibility for using your money today and for your future. It's an easy-to-follow rollover process that makes it simple to get started online in under 15 minutes. And just in case you need any help along the way, you'll have access to one of Fidelity's rollover specialists. So why leave that 401k lying around? It's time to make sure you keep your money working as hard as you do. Learn more about a 401k rollover at fidelity.com/rollover. Consider all your options and the applicable fees and features of each before moving your retirement assets. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Picture this. You have the opportunity to own a beautiful home in a historic neighborhood with deep cultural roots, designed by some of the best urban planners in the world, all in a charming waterfront city. You'd want to live here, right? But what if I told you that this home was in an area of Baltimore called the Black Butterfly, where block after block of these beautiful historic row homes sit vacant and are negatively valued, meaning that the cost to repair each home is actually more than what the market says it's worth? Somehow the market must be broken, right? What's going on here? I've been studying the way housing markets work or don't work for the last decade. I started my career in investment finance on Wall Street, but when my hometown on the outskirts of New York City began to be gentrified, it pushed me into becoming a housing advocate. I learned more about the racist policies mandated by federal and local governments, like redlining and urban renewal, that gutted once thriving Black communities across the country and prevented Black citizens from building wealth through homeownership. These communities typically face two trajectories. The first is a downward spiral, where political and financial disinvestment causes hypervacancy and decay that pushes people out of a neighborhood. Big banks see this exodus as confirmation that these neighborhoods are risky, defeated, unredeemable. And so without investment, the cycle of distress continues. The second trajectory is gentrification, where developers are able to capitalize off of this distress by buying undervalued properties, pumping money into them without considering the needs or wants of legacy residents, and then renting or reselling them at much, much higher costs, causing displacement. So my question became, can we do development without displacement? Is there another way? I quit my job on Wall Street and moved to Baltimore, the city that birthed redlining, with a single suitcase to find out. My first inclination was to meet with investors and you know, to raise funds for my idea, and I was literally laughed out of the room. They said that my idea was impossible and that we would build homes that would sit empty for lack of demand. But I knew in my heart of hearts that that wasn't true. Unexpectedly, in that moment, being rejected by investors was the most important moment in my journey, because I realized that we didn't need big institutions to affirm the value of our communities. We'd affirm our own value through social capital. And so I started my nonprofit, Parity, which creates upfront demand for homeownership opportunities in neighborhoods experiencing hypervacancy simply by tapping into existing social networks. What started as an idea from just one has grown into a collective movement of 8, then 19, and now 44 future homeowners, all through word of mouth. And we have a wait list of over. Thank you. Thank you. And we now have a wait list of over 100 people wanting to join our intentional community. Like Yolanda, who's ready to buy a home to leave a legacy for her daughters. Or Janae, a fourth-generation Baltimorean whose father vividly remembers the demolition of Black homes to make way for a highway to nowhere. Aiko, whose family left West Baltimore when he was just a baby, but now is coming back home to his origins to be part of the revitalization. And Medina, who, like me, came to Baltimore from New York to settle down and build a future. There are three key reasons why our work is transformational. The first is that we are leading the purchase and renovation of dozens of decades-long abandoned buildings, and we're selling them at deeply affordable price points. The second is that we not only support our homebuyers to become credit qualified and mortgage approved, but we're creating the opportunity for folks to build deep social bonds and friendships with their future neighbors. And three, we're preventing the displacement of legacy residents by ensuring that they have the resources that they need to stay in their homes and transfer their wealth to the next generation. We're healing the social fabric of the neighborhood as we're rebuilding the built environment. Contrary to the dominant narrative, there absolutely is demand for housing in historically Black neighborhoods devastated by racist policy. We've tapped into a hunger and appetite hiding in the blind spots of the traditional capital markets. Remember those folks that laughed me out of the room? Well, we have more, within just 2 years' time, we now have more demand for our homes than we have homes. We're sold out. And so, can we do development without displacement? We absolutely can. Thank you.